Hey, thank you so much for being here. I'm Zariah, a ballet enthusiast, and I like to dedicate these episodes of my podcast to having some ballet chats. So if you want to fill your world with more beauty, dance, and art, you are in the right space. Let's hang out and get started. Today we're going to be learning all about the Royal Ballet. The Royal Ballet was granted its name by Royal Charter in 1956 to mark its 25th anniversary. In May of 2006, the 75th anniversary of the Royal Ballet was celebrated, and they marked the occasion by the recreation of the Sleeping Beauty. According to Wikipedia, the Royal Ballet is the largest of the five major ballet companies in Great Britain. It was founded in 1931 and became the resident ballet company of the Royal Opera House in 1946. It is still one of the more famous ballet companies today, and it's noted for its artistic and creative values. It employs approximately 100 dancers, and I remember when I was younger on YouTube once, I saw like a video of its corps de ballet rehearsing for Swan Lake and just how many swans were working together, and they filmed like a behind the scenes, and I remember that just making such a huge impression on me growing up, and it just seemed absolutely magical and like such a large undertaking. The ranks of the dancers work like this. There's the artist, which is the lowest rank in the company, first artist, soloist, first soloist, principal character artist, and principal dancer, which is the highest rank in the Royal Ballet. And dancers at this level are generally leading dancers in the company and perform some of the more demanding and prominent roles in the ballet, often some of the lead roles. And many of the world's most celebrated dancers have been principal dancers with this company. So those are all some fun facts and a little bit of overview of the Royal Ballet. It's definitely a fun company to learn about. They have a huge repertoire and many, many notable people have worked for this company. They've had some incredible dancers, incredible choreographers, and a lot of really interesting artistic directors. So if you are curious to go down that rabbit hole, I encourage you to do so. Thank you for stopping by this short and sweet episode and learning a little bit about the Royal Ballet, which is a really prominent ballet company in our industry. All right, thanks for being here. Bye.